Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
All right, Richies, if you're anything like us, you're obsessed with the epic story of Britney Spears' fight to escape her abusive 13-year-long conservatorship.
Yeah, it's been the story of the year. So much drama, so many twists and turns, so many highs and lows.
Kind of like your dating experiences.
Yeah, well, thankfully I'm married now, and that's a story for another time.
Okay, so for today and all next week, we're going back in time to revisit some of our favorite Rich and Daily episodes and relive the incredible Free Britney saga.
And we're starting with the moment it all blew up, our June 24th episode on the testimony heard around the world.
Prepare yourself to be shook all over again. Outside a courthouse in downtown Los Angeles yesterday, a hush fell over a crowd of more than 100 people.
Yeah, people huddled together as someone held up their phone to a mic so everyone could hear. And they hung on every word as the princess of pop started to speak.
I just got a new phone. I have a lot to say, so bear with me.
These ride-or-die supporters traveled from as far as Detroit and North Carolina, all to hear Britney Spears' testimony, where she asked to end her 13-year conservatorship.
Yeah, now this has been going on for years, but Britney hadn't spoken publicly about it until yesterday afternoon.
And what she had to say was, I don't even know what the right word is here, shocking. I mean,
yeah,
my jaw was definitely on the floor a lot.
Same. Like, I literally can't stop thinking about it.
Ditto. From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Thursday, June 24th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Give me that
hot goss. So Britney Spears had her testimony at her conservatorship hearing yesterday, and it was one of those moments you truly just stop and say, oh my God, what am I even hearing?
Yeah.
This is Britney Spears we're talking about, the girl so many of us grew up with. Her songs are still part of the soundtracks of our lives. I know every time we travel and make playlists, we have Britney Spears on them.
Always.
And yesterday, she was the voice on a conference call basically begging a judge for help.
The main reason why I'm here is because I want to end the conservatorship without having to be evaluated.
Yeah. So to get out of her conservatorship, basically, Brittany would need to successfully pass a mental health or medical evaluation. And Brittany believes she's done enough and shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah. So this conservatorship has been in place since 2008. And as we talked about yesterday, it started in late 2007 when Brittany's life seemed to be spinning publicly out of control. And back then, so the California courts approved a petition that said her dad, Jamie Spears, could be co-conservator of her life. And that meant he was put in charge of everything. And when we say everything, we mean literally everything. We're talking her money, her career, her personal life. And back then, Brittany did acknowledge it was a move that saved her career. But that was 13 years ago. And understandably, Brittany has had enough.
I've lied and told the whole world I'm okay and I'm happy. It's a lie. I thought I just maybe I said that enough. Maybe I might become happy because I've been in denial. I've been in shock. I am traumatized. You know, fake it till you make it. But now I'm telling you the truth, okay? I'm not happy. I can't sleep. I'm so angry. It's insane.
Yeah, Brittany, we're all so angry. It's insane. So we are with you on that for sure. Oh
my God, I can't even imagine.
I know.
I mean, for years, we've been hearing from her dad's attorneys that all Brittany needs to do is petition the courts to get out of this conservatorship.
Ma'am, I didn't know I could petition the conservatorship to end it. I'm sorry for my ignorance, but I honestly didn't know that. But honestly, but I don't think I owe anyone to be evaluated. I've done more than enough.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that she didn't know feels like a lot to me. So her lawyer, Sam Ingham, is court appointed. She's never been able to choose her own lawyer, and she's been trying to for years. She's been trying to have the right to choose her own lawyer. Meanwhile, her dad has all these fancy, expensive lawyers that Brittany is paying for.
Right.
So is Sam Ingham like not telling her things he should be telling her? It's really making me question him.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like she said that she has said she doesn't want this. So presumably she said it to her lawyer at one point, at which point the lawyer would say, hey, if you don't want it, we just got to do this petition.
Right.
So why didn't that conversation happen?
Exactly.
What's very clear from yesterday is just how crazy this setup really is for Brittany. And I'm not at all surprised she sounded so upset in her testimony. She literally has no control over her own life.
I shouldn't be in a conservatorship if I can work and provide money and work for myself and pay other people. It makes no sense. The laws need to change. What state allows people to own another person's money and account and threaten them and saying, you can't spend your money unless you do what we want you to do?
When she said this about, like, she's obviously okay to work, she shouldn't be in a conservatorship, I was so proud of her. Like, just to hear her, like, stand up for herself was so amazing to me. I loved it.
And I know that a lot of people are like, it's crazy about the money and how she's paying for all this to happen to her, which is absolutely ridiculous. But there were some even more surprising bombshells to me, things that I did not even, I mean, these are things you're hearing from somebody who is a pop star and educated and has a lot of money. And it's like she's living like she's just this prisoner.
I have a ID inside of myself right now, so I don't get pregnant. I wanted to take the ID out so I could start trying to have another baby, but this so-called team won't let me go to the doctor to take it out because they don't want me to have children, any more children. So basically, this conservatorship is doing me way more harm than good.
One more time, just for those people way, way in the back. Stop telling women what to do with their bodies. We're done.
I mean, this is just truly unimaginable to me. Like,
yes,
she wants to get married. She wants to have kids. And the conservatorship is saying, nope, you can't do that. We're going to force you to have an IUD, which I'm sorry, IUDs can be extremely painful to put in and to take out and to not be able to consent to that. I mean, what kind of Handmaid's Tale life is this?
Right. Seriously.
And I mean, on top of that, we also have the messing with her meds, her own doctor. The fact that she was happy when her therapist who had prescribed medications passed away shows how problematic that relationship was.
Yeah. So she said that when she was in Vegas doing rehearsals for her show, people from her team called her therapist and said she wasn't cooperating. She wasn't taking her pills, which she claims is not true. And then out of nowhere, they put her on lithium, which is right. such a strong drug. And if you go back years in Britney's Instagram, which I have done because I have too much time on my hands and I don't care what anyone says about it, you can see a noticeable shift in mm-hmm. her voice and her personality. And now I'm led to believe it's because of this.
But he put me on that and I felt drunk. I really couldn't even take up for myself. I couldn't even have a conversation with my mom or dad really about anything.
It all really is just chilling. I mean, yeah. she can't have a conversation with people because she's so drugged up against her will.
Yeah.
This is stuff that you see in episodes of Law & Order SVU. This isn't yeah. supposed to be real life. I mean, and it's not just about money. This is Britney's struggling to reclaim her life right now. And you can tell mm-hmm. that she feels like everyone around her is stopping her from doing just that.
Yeah.
Ma'am, my dad and anyone involved in this conservatorship and my management who played a huge role in punishing me when I said, no, ma'am, they should be in jail.
Ugh, yes, queen, speak. So when she was like, she was like, I think these people need to be reminded that they're working for me.
Yes.
I was like, okay. Yes. I wanted to stand up and applaud like no one was around me except my husband. Yeah. But I was just like, yes, thank you. Thank you.
100%. I mean, they should be in jail. I'm sorry. What they're doing yes. is truly criminal.
It is. It is. And I'm to hear her voice after so many years mm-hmm. of not knowing if she's OK, just seeing her dancing on Instagram and wondering what's going on, to hear her actual voice.
Yeah.
And know that
yes.
she's still in there and she's trying and she's fighting. It may be emotional, honestly.
Yeah. She's definitely not that soft spoken Southern girl we all remember. Mm-mm.
No, she's a grown woman. And she's angry and she's done with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And had every right to be. I mean, you could hear it in her voice. She was clearly nervous, but yeah. she knew what she had to say and she yeah. said it.
Yeah. It's like one of those things where like a kid comes home from school and they have so much to tell their mom about the day. And they're like, and this happened and this happened
yeah.
and this happened. And
word
you're like,
vomit.
You could tell she had so much to say.
Yeah.
And finally someone was going to listen and she got it out. And I'm glad she did.
Yeah.
So the next court date is set for the middle of July, and I'm sure there's more bombshells to come.
Yeah, I'm actually scared because I don't know what else could be that hasn't been said that's going to be more shocking. But
yeah.
here's hoping our girl gets the freedom she deserves.
Yes.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skimmer-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or you can listen to episodes ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
Our amazing theme song is by Gems.
Allison O'Neill is our senior producer. Our associate producers are Britton Perlman and Josh Jeha Chang.
Steve Macer is our writer and editor, and Sam Ada is our sound engineer.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie. For Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels. A symphony of just 3 simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.